everything's running smoothly.
Oh, good morning, Peter Sweeney.
Good morning, Hartzell. Happy Wednesday. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's hump day. It's supposed to be really nice in Kansas City today and tomorrow.
Baby!
You like that?
Hump day, baby!
You get over the hump on Wednesdays, and if you can get a hump in, double down.
Oh, Pete.
Double down on it.
You woke up in a certain kind of way today, didn't you?
Come on.
My guy. Got that hard part going, too. Is that some product you put in?
Got a haircut yesterday. Shout out Jill Smith. Does a great job with my hair. I go to her house and do it like I'm an 80-year-old woman.
She did a great job. She did a very good job, my friend. Look at you. That is strong. Mm-hmm. You could cut glass with that thing. Look at that.
Feel dapper, run the flapper. You know what I'm saying? If you're just waking up at 7 a.m. in Kansas City, it's about 44 degrees. It'll heat up real quick. By 9 o'clock, it should feel about 50, and it'll get into the 60s this afternoon. So if you want to run in the sprinkler, Hartzell, today's your day to do it.
I wish I would have let the dogs out. Now, if it was this nice, I would have, you know, maybe let them out earlier so they wouldn't have pooped everywhere.
Not a good morning for you.
It's not. I'm starting with two strikes is what I'm trying to say.
Possibly worse for me. I got to Quick Trip, and the coffee wasn't ready. I told you before, I have never woken up this early for work, and I continue to set new records for myself.
I'm proud of you, man.
With the KC Morning Show.
A new record!
And, yeah, while you were swimming in I couldn't get coffee at Quick Trip, so bad days, bad beginnings to us. But we're going to turn it around. That's why we're up early.
Yeah, we're just collecting
so we can turn it around.
We got a bunch of news. I feel like we should probably just go ahead and get into that. You want to go ahead and do some news? Peter Sweeney?
Yeah, wait, just 1 second. Okay, I wanted to add it up in my head quick. I think I got it. 36 days till Christmas. There you go. Now let's do some news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Man, nothing gets me more hot and bothered, more ready to get newsed up and information overload than this intro right here. When I hear her tell us to get that news team assembled, You know what I do?
What's that?
I call it Peter Sweeney.
That's me.
Peter Sweeney, ladies and gentlemen, Arrowhead Pride.
I love news. News junkie.
Big news guy.
This show is actually the most I've followed news in a long time. It's embarrassing. When I get in the thick of the NFL season, it's tough for me to keep up with anything else. You know, running the Chiefs.
I was so proud of you yesterday. You said you were watching the impeachment stuff.
I was watching. I tuned in. I got a new sandwich place near my house. It's called Bay Boy, or it might not be new. I discovered it. So yeah, I got a nice Italian sub. It was like this Italian thick cut sirloin. I took in some impeachment while I was prepping for the show.
Took in some impeachment, he says.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I just love that. I love that sight of you. Just
new
really,
show, new me.
New show, new you.
Yeah.
Just a new leaf on
this
Pete
is
Sweeney.
It. I feel, you know, that at the age of 31, it's time for me to check in on the news. So that's what I'm doing.
We begin with the televised hearings for the first time today. Millions of Americans heard from witnesses who listened in on that call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. The witnesses who were alarmed by what they heard taking the oath, ready to talk about the call that the president has said was perfect. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who works in the White House, testifying the president's call asking for investigations into 2016 and into the Bidens was improper, saying it amounted to a demand. The combat veteran who earned a Purple Heart testifying in uniform, the president criticizing him for doing so.
Dad, I'm sitting here today in the U.S. Capitol is proof that you made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America in search of a better life for our family. Do not worry. I will be fine for telling the truth.
Impeachment's so nice. I had to do it twice. You like that, Pete?
No.
You didn't like
that? This is terrible for America, but I'm glad we're getting through it.
Well, for the sake of a transition, we had a two-a-day, impeachment two-a-days yesterday at the Capitol. So we had four witnesses testify, Pete, okay. As you, of course, saw from your... I caught
the second half of the day, so we'll get into that in a second.
Yeah, but. So they let off in the morning. It was Alexander Vindman. He's a lieutenant colonel. You may have saw that clip that went viral on Twitter where he had to correct one of those busters from Congress. And also in the morning was Jennifer Williams. She is an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. In the afternoon, you saw Kurt Volker. He is the former envoy to Ukraine. And then Tim Morrison out of the NSC. He's actually Vindman's boss. I'm not going to get into the weeds of all of it. It was a long day. It was a long day, which as a kind of a news nerd, political junkie, I love this stuff. You know me, like Monday when we left this show, you know, I took off work to watch all this stuff all day long. I guess I don't have a life or have friends, but this is fascinating stuff. And I guess long story short, here's kind of where we are. At this point, it's kind of hard to dispute what actually did kind of happen. Let's just be real. And that's not me putting a slant on anything. It's just kind of facts only. So where do we go from here? Do you think this is impeachable? That's essentially where we are right now. Like, that's really, like...
Trying to take all your bias out of it.
Exactly, and I am.
Where do you think it is?
Oh, he gets absolutely impeached in the House.
Okay.
Which is like your indictment.
Right.
You know, that doesn't...
Sure.
You're not removed for being impeached in the House. In the Senate, it's kind of a foregone conclusion right now that he's going to get acquitted.
Right.
But...
To be expected, correct?
Today's a big day, though, man.
Okay.
So coming in today, Gordon Sondland, he's the name that is in everybody's mouth ever since all this kind of broke. He is the ambassador to the EU, which why he does Ukraine work is kind of up in the air a little bit. Is it in his wheelhouse? Why he's so important today is that he is the guy who has firsthand, like, he calls Trump on the phone. And there's a call that happened after that July 25th phone call with the Ukraine,
sure,
where Sondland calls President Trump, asks about the investigations, which this means investigating the Bidens, to which Sondland replies, he says, yeah, they're going to do it. They love your ass, which, I mean... It's a crazy relationship, what's going on. It's crazy how we got here in general. I'm not going to go any farther on it, but today could be a big day. I'm not going to lie to you. When I walked in, I said, yo, if the thing happens, if dominoes fall, today could be a pretty important one.
No, you're going to get to audio in a second, but
yep.
If you're guaranteeing to me that these suits in the courtroom are going to have to say, we love ass, count me in. That's something I would like to take in today. So it looks like I'll be taking in some more impeachment.
MoDOT just announced plans for a project this weekend that will have a big impact on traffic. The closures include many on southbound and northbound I-35 near the West Bottoms, and a few in both directions on I-70 and I-35 on the River Market side of downtown. These will all be closed at the same time, midnight on Saturday, and they will last until 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. MoDOT says most of that work is for gathering data and survey information and also doing replacement work on the Buck O'Neill Bridge.
I didn't know how to transition from ass.
That was okay. A good transition.
I know you've got, you know, we got a bye week for the Chiefs, so I'm not sure maybe if you got some weekend time, Pete, or mm-hmm. You're going to be trying to do something this weekend. But as you heard in the audio, downtown is going to be a bit of a mess. Highway closures, as you heard in the audio, eventually going to lead to the revamped Buck O'Neill Bridge. This is part of the surveying stuff.
Right.
Go online. MoDOT's got all the info for you. But yeah, just about everything's going to be closed downtown.
It sounds like the general message here for people is just to plan in advance. If you're planning on doing stuff in Kansas City this weekend, just make sure that you can get there with the roads. And so...
Yeah, I mean, usually if you want to get places, you should make sure you can do that with the roads, Pete. Yeah,
check
that's a really good...
the roads.
Really good bit of information. You're crushing news.
I am killing it today.
There's a lot of news coming out of Big Chicken recently. You got Big Pharma, you got Big Tech, you got all... Big Chicken Sandwich. There's a lot of news coming out of the Big Chicken industry.
Chick-fil-A has announced it will no longer donate to two organizations criticized by LGBTQ activists for years. The fast food chain has donated millions of dollars to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which have both been criticized for their policies on LGBTQ people. So beginning next year, the company says it will only donate to charities that focus on education, homelessness, and hunger.
I'm of the mindset, you know, anything that makes us more inclusive and less exclusive, that seems like a good thing to me. There's definitely backlash for it. There's people who think they should stick to their guns on it. I made the mistake of going to Reddit. Never again.
That's one of the one mistakes in 2019 you can't make. Don't look at Reddit for anything unless you're ready for anything. If you're ready for anything and you want to put on your equipment and make sure that You're ready to take.
You mean armor? You mean armor, not equipment. You got to put on armor.
That's the correct word I was looking for here at 4 a.m. on a Wednesday. But
have you looked up the Reddit for this show yet? I haven't. I have not. I haven't done that.
I hope one doesn't exist.
That's no greater hive of scum and villainy than Reddit.
I told you I've taken an on the chin for a number of Chiefs things, so I'm ready to read a couple things. I'm going to get my armor. When I do, and so I'll be ready for it. When it comes to Chick-fil-A, just to get back to the news at hand, I've always had this weird thing with Chick-fil-A where it's an inner battle because the chicken is so good, but some of their politics are not.
Yeah.
And so this helps with that.
I mean, this gets me.
You feel you're now permitted to go.
I feel better about it. I mean, especially because we got a Chick-fil-A across the street at the radio station.
Man. I know.
That's the problem, too. You know, that's hard for me.
It's the best place over there, too.
And it's not even close.
Yeah.
You know, so.
If you know what we're talking about, what is it, in Mission, near Target, there's not a ton of good food restaurants over there, but Chick-fil-A is right there.
There's a lot of them, but there's not a lot of good ones. And, you know, cream rises to the top. The chick rises to the top.
Panera Bread, here, pay $18 for this little baguette.
Hey, stop. Stop! What are we talking about? That we don't get free ads.
Well, I'm being negative. This is a negative ad about Panera Bread.
Okay. Well, then don't do that either, because we need that.
Do
money.
You know Panera Bread gives you no food for a lot of money?
Tell me more, Pete. Oh, that's it.
Do you want a bread with your side of bread?
KCPD, the Mounted Patrol Unit. We're going to be putting that on hold. If you haven't been following along with this story, It's a lot of moving parts to it, but we're going to play this audio first and we'll break it down.
After more than 13 years, police officers at KCPD's Mounted Patrol got word this morning that their division was being cut. It's something the police department thought about several months ago, but backed off.
Right now, violent crime generally, homicide specifically, are the priority of this police department.
So here's what's going on.
Okay.
As everybody knows, we have a crime problem in Kansas City. Gun violence is up. I wrote this down last night. What was it? Over 130 deaths as a result of crime in Kansas City already this year. And so what this commission came out with was essentially we need more investigators. We need more people investigating these crimes that are happening. Well, we have a shortage of investigators because we have a shortage of officers. They also found that we're about 42 officers short.
Wow.
And you just can't plug and play and, you know, say, hey, you're going to go do this now and do that. It's, you know, there's protocol and chains of command. So
right.
One of the reasons why they're taking off the mounted police force, so horses at the plaza and all that kind of stuff, is because they need them to become officers so that some of those officers can become investigators. So it's, like I said, a lot of moving parts. You know, there's a lot of folks who are going to miss seeing the horses out there. I know, I do regret. A staple whenever you go out there and see.
It's tough that. In the sense that I'm not going to be able to walk up with some baby carrots and feed a horse in the plaza. But at the same time, it feels like we're getting a little safer. So I'm willing to sacrifice that thrill
of seeing
the horse eat the carrot that I purchased for that. Where do the horses go now? Did they just lose their jobs?
So we talked about on Monday the return of the Razor. So I'm going to play this little clip for you real quick, Pete, and see if this does anything for you.
Cheyenne!
Oh, no.
You remember that?
I do.
One more time.
Cheyenne!
Oh, no.
So life is cyclical. Everything comes back.
That's
everything
right.
comes back, including what could possibly be a reboot. Mm. Running it back with the Osbournes.
Every single year, about every 3 months or so, someone else gives us another offer and we keep saying no. You know, we've got other people to think about. My brother's got 3 kids. Do we want that life for them without them being old enough to choose whether they want to do it or not, like my brother and I were? It keeps coming around. Right now there's another offer on the table, and I think this is the closest we've ever come to accepting one.
Oh, well, lucky us, huh?
The Osbourne family part two. This must be a big bag of money because you can hear her. She's like, yeah, we don't really want to do it, but the offer is probably too great that they can't turn it down.
2002, that was when the
this is something we don't need.
Debuted.
I mean, I don't even think that's a hot take. This
Man.
Is something that does not need to be back on top.
I'm going to be honest with you. I used to love this show. This is, I think, maybe the first big reality show that just, like, captivated
me.
Yeah,
but you're thinking about 2002, Hartzell. That was probably into reality TV. I think we've all, to an extent, grown tired of reality TV. Now, don't get me wrong. There are those people out there that love Bravo. But at the same time, we do not need to bring back the Osborne family. We don't. Let that lie. If you want, go back and watch the 2002 to 2005 version of this. If anything, like, I feel like Ozzy, you know, no offense to him, he was senile in 2002. It is 17 years later, Hartzell.
Because you're right, because there's something to be said about, you know, how can I miss you if you don't go away? You know, maybe it's better just having an idea of having it, like the Smiths, you know?
Sure.
I don't need that reunion tour. I don't want to see.
Why did they make Rocky V?
But you don't forget your first time. And this was like my first. This is my first time. That was my first toe in the water for reality TV, where I could just sit on the couch and not do anything and watch these clowns. Because it was Jack. That was the kid's name, Jack and Kelly. Because it's Ozzy, Sharon, Jack, and Kelly. And they had the dogs who poop everywhere.
Something you can relate to today.
Didn't think about that. That's a good point. See, well, I'm kindred spirits with the Osbournes. You're not going to give it a shot?
I will not watch
nostalgia. Nostalgia selling, man. MTV is doing all that stuff. They brought back, what's the Nick Cannon show's been brought
back? I'll take in more impeachment before I watch this show.
Pete, what is going on in what's going on in the sports world, my friend?
So the big news around Kansas City is the Chiefs win on Monday Night Football against the LA Chargers by a score of 24-17. So the Chiefs now improved to 7-4 headed into what is the NFL bye week. So every team around the league has 1 week off. The Chiefs finally get there so they can get rested a little bit. The Chargers and their quarterback, Phillip Rivers, were driving down the field to tie the game before Rivers threw his fourth interception of the game into the hands of, and you'll like this, Hartzell, someone that the Chiefs call Dirty Dan. So that's his name.
Dirty Dan
Sorensen.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, his name's Dan Sorensen.
DDS, doesn't stand for dumb, dumb, stupid.
And this was something that came about a couple years ago, and they say when Sorensen makes a play, they chant, Dirty Dan, Dirty Dan. Here's the most famous person in KC, Patrick Mahomes, after the game on ESPN.
Patrick, tell me, what did you think when you saw Dirty Dan Sorensen come down with that interception?
Yeah, I mean, they played lights out really all game long. We put them in a lot of tough positions as an offense, and they pretty much just picked it up and saved us in that game. And, I mean, it's a team game, and it's good to see those guys win a game for us.
How did you think your offense felt to you tonight?
Yeah, we missed on too many things. There were too many missed assignments. Usually we can kind of get away with that and try to fix it, but this, I mean, that's a good defense, and they weren't letting us do it, and so we got to be better. We have a bye week now. We got to go back to it, kind of reevaluate ourselves, and try to be better when we come back.
We didn't see you air it out like we thought that we would in this thin air up here. How much was the fact that you didn't have Tyreek Hill for most of the game? How much did that factor in?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely hurts not having Tyreek, but I mean, that's just with me not executing at a high enough level. I mean, there were shots, and there was times I could have went for it.
Hold on, no. I refuse to let my Lord and Savior, Patrick Mahomes, talk bad about himself. I refuse.
He had a rough game, which is a change for him, because now he's played, what, more than 20 games in the National Football League, well more than that. He was tough at passing in the game, but he was able to run. He led the team in rushing, 5 carries for 59 yards, which is good because, remember, he had that leg problem. So now people are starting to feel like he got taken down. He was able to deal with it. Get up and still run for more yards. So 59 yards in the game in the Chiefs win. Tyreek Hill, as you heard, did get injured in the game. He injured his hamstring. We'll find out more about that. We should have more for you on that on Friday. What does it mean for the Chiefs? So there's 5 games to play now. The Chiefs are 7-4 and taking off here. The Chiefs are off this weekend, but the matchup to watch in Kansas City, if you want to watch a football game, it's the Oakland Raiders and New York Jets. The Raiders right now are the biggest threat to the Chiefs making the playoffs. We are in that conversation.
Yeah, when did they get hot all of a sudden?
So they brought John Gruden in 2 years ago, and if you don't know who John Gruden is, just loudmouth NFL head coach that was an analyst for Monday Night Football for a
Chuck
number of years.
What up,
and
Chuck?
So he came back to the coaching ranks. This is their second year of the Gruden era, or the second Gruden era, because he had been a coach years and years ago. And they're probably a year ahead than people thought. So the Raiders are the biggest threat to the Chiefs' playoff hopes. The Chiefs and the Raiders now, if the Raiders can win that game, they'll be 7-4. So that means the Chiefs will be 7-4. The Raiders will be 7-4. They meet in 2 weeks, the Chiefs' next game at Arrowhead Stadium on December 1st. The NFL is so pumped about that game, they moved it from noon to 3:25 p.m., so later. So that's 3.5 hours more, Hartzell, of tailgate time.
I might try to make to that one. We should. Well, you have to work. Doesn't that suck for you? Because I was gonna say, man, we should go. We should try to find a way to end this game. But you gotta work it. You'll be there.
I watch the games from 610 Sports Radio, and I do the pre and post. So you can come and join me 2 hours before the game.
Oh, my God.
That day will go on at 1:25. You can join me right after the game. Okay. If you're new to the sport or even just a casual fan, call us up. Turn on to 610 AM. Call us up.
Okay, man. All right. Good? Are you good? Are you good now?
A funny moment from Monday Night Football. Frank Clark, who had the best game as a Chief so far.
He looked good.
He's new this year. Looked really good. He was yelling at Philip Rivers, which we liked. He was motioning with his two hands that Phil Rivers is a crybaby. And then after the game, he tweeted to Phil Rivers, "Mess with the bull, you get the horns, Phil," which we all greatly appreciated in Kansas City.
Don't you love a good passive aggressive swipe like that? It's my favorite.
I've said this before about sports, and even if you're the most casual fan, the more pro wrestling you can bring into any sport, it makes it better with trash talk and things like this.
What do we tell people? Life is wrestling.
That's right.
And wrestling is life.
So that's it for the Chiefs. On the college ranks, number 4 KU beat Eastern Tennessee last night. Senior center Udoka Azubuike finished with 21 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks in the Jayhawks' 75-63 win.
It was close. It was closer than I thought it was.
Kansas State versus Arkansas Pine Bluff. The Wildcats were heavily favored in this game, but Arkansas Pine Bluff were within 6 points, which is 9 minutes to go. K-State ultimately held on to win 62-51, led by senior forward Xavier Sneeds, 21 points and 6 rebounds.
Oh, I love it when you say stats. I just love it when you just spew
this
off
is
some
this
stats,
is
baby.
A high quality Woo! Sports block.
I'm getting a little
and
hot
we have now. Our final we have our Ooh. Final story here. Fan favorite, apparently, NBA fan favorite, Carmelo Anthony returned to the league last night as a member of the Portland Trailblazers against the New Orleans Pelicans. I found this interesting. Last night when I was looking, because I always try to look at the trends in KC to see what we want to discuss.
Oh, big trendsetter.
He was one of the top trends in Kansas City. So
yeah, you texted me and I had no answer for you. I was like, well, are we reminiscing that Syracuse KU game circa 2000 and was it 2003?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, that was the only championship for Syracuse like in recent memory.
And I thought maybe.
And it was led by Anthony, went to the NBA after.
And that's what I thought, was that maybe he retired or something. But yeah, that was, I have no inexplicably he was trending in KC last night.
Well, that's the thing about Anthony. He was always had an up and down career. He started with the Denver Nuggets. That was sort of the better part of his career. Went to the Knicks, was kind of a disappointment. Now he's 35 and old, and really is only a role player. He played his last game November 8th, 2018. He finished.
Oh, didn't
so, but that. Last night he re-enters the league. He finishes 4 of 14 from the field, including 2 threes, 10 points for the Trailblazers in their 115-104 loss. Here's Carmelo Anthony after the game.
It felt great to just be back into the flow of the game, be back on the court, being back to where I think I belong at.
All right, I'm done with that. I don't know. I don't know why he was trending. I'm over Carmelo Anthony, my bad, man.
And that's your sports. Carmelo Anthony. We end up with Carmelo Anthony back in the league. A Kansas City trendsetter. Good for him.
Good for him. We're going to do this. Pete, it is, my friend, it is the end of an era. We got that after this on your KC Morning Show.
Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much.
The KC Morning Show.
Pete, it's KC Morning Show. My name's Hartley. That's Pete Sweeney.
Don't forget, joining you from Unlabeled Music Services in Westport, Kansas City.
You reminded me that we had some concert announcements. Let's do that at the end. Let's push that to the end.
Okay.
We had some concert announcements coming to town first of 2020, but we're going to get to that after we do this. An end of an era. Pete, how many times did you have a Chuck E. Cheese birthday?
I never personally had a Chuck E. Cheese birthday.
Oh, really?
Because my mom would do this. She would say, "No, you got to understand something, Peter." My mom's from New York. "You got to understand something, Peter. We are not going to allow you to play in those dirty balls with all them germs. You're not going." So I would never have a Chuck E. Cheese.
Is that a
Mama Sweeney?
Can she?
Occasionally I would go, but I would be held from the balls which I didn't appreciate as a kid.
Nor should you, man.
You know what I mean? So
it's an opportunity.
Yes. You get out there, all the young ladies when you're really young are obviously playing in this ball pit.
Naturally.
Your friends, your guy friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was scarring. You
got to do some flips and stuff because you got to show off.
Yeah, I mean, I could flip, definitely. There's no doubt about it. I'm very aerodynamic.
I mean, when I look at you, Pete, I just see athleticism.
That's what a lot of people see, and hard for me to blame them on that front.
Chuck E. Cheese is getting rid of one of the things that made it so great, and I'm going to tee this up. Does that sound familiar? Well, I guess you wouldn't know because you never went to Chuck E. Cheese. But this would be the walk up you would get when Chuck E. comes on stage, the animatronic band. There he is. Bring him on out. Bring him out. So Chuck E. Cheese getting rid of the animatronic band, getting rid of the staple that was Chuck E. Cheese. So you would come in there. I know all this because I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese.
Wait a minute. Is this the robot band?
Yes.
It's good they're getting rid of it. That is very creepy.
Listen, that is a very creepy item
that they have at Chuck E. Cheese.
Before I worked at the radio station, before I got the job with the Buzz, the longest job I was able to keep consecutively was in Columbia, Missouri, while I was at Mizzou. I worked at Chuck E. Cheese.
Give me your take on the pizza. I've heard there's something about the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza, when it comes out of the oven, it's not bad. And you have about a 7-minute window where it's, dare I say, like pretty good.
No.
Minute 701, gotta go. Gotta go. It's just like that. It becomes car. It's like,
the 3-second rule, but over 7 minutes of
yes,
time.
Yes, it is. Imagine the 3-second rule mixed with like Cinderella, because at at minute 701, pumpkin. Turns into a pumpkin.
Disgusting.
Turns into cardboard.
Imagine pumpkin pizza. Yeah. Sorry for losing your breakfast if you've eaten already. Disgusting.
And by the way, there's a lot of hot Chuck E. Cheese drama. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Chuck E. Cheese game.
Hot Chuck E. Cheese
drama.
Oh,
listen, because there's a brand new Chuck E. And this was like a big, big deal because the old Chuck E. didn't know they were getting a new Chuck E. All right. So he found out about the new Chuck E. when he was watching the commercial.
What do you mean the old one found out? What are you talking about?
So he got replaced. The old Chuck E. Cheese. So the Chuck E. Cheese with the hat, more of the rat looking Chuck E. To be honest with you.
I miss the old Chuck E. The soul Chuck E. Set on his goals Chuck E. I hate the new Chuck E. The bad mood Chuck E. The always rude Chuck E. Spazzing the news Chuck E. I miss the sweet Chuck E. Chopping the beats Chuck E. I gotta say at the time I'd like to meet Chuck E. See, I invented Chuck E. It wasn't any Chuck E. And now I look around. There's so many Chuck E's. I used to love Chuck E. I used to love Chuck E. I haven't had the pink polo. I thought I was Chuck E. What if Chuck E made a song about
happening?
Chuck E? Called I Miss the Old Chuck E. Man, that would be so Chuck E. That's all it was, Chuck E. We still love Chuck E. And I love you like Chuck E loves Chuck E.
Did you need a beat? Should I put something behind that? Pete, well done.
Thank you. You're welcome for that.
What was that? You saw
it? I just felt it.
Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much.
The KC Morning Show.
Some of your finest work right there. Because I didn't, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know where Chuck E. was going, but you really brought it back at the end there. That was excellent. Hey, let's go back real quick. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Pete Sweeney to my left. We had some concerts I was going to bring you.
Sure.
Hey, can you vamp for me as I pull up some of this music?
Want me to go through the Wednesday and Thursday KC preview, and then we'll talk about some concerts?
Yeah, you do that. You do that. I'm going to pull some music.
All right, so here's what's happening Wednesday and Thursday in Kansas City that I found. Boulevard Brewery is having a tap takeover tonight at 7 o'clock. 15 taps and 15 bottles and cans to offer.
Hey, happy 30th anniversary, Boulevard.
That's right. Happy 30th. Younger than Pete, unfortunately. Tomorrow, it's Third Thursday at the Nelson Atkins Museum. This week, it's in honor of the Queen of Atari, Eternal Egypt Exhibition. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, keep going.
Ooh, what's that?
This is what I should have gave you that background when you were rapping earlier.
This would have been nice.
Yeah, keep going.
The Eternal Egypt Exhibition. Hartzell, I know you're a big Third Thursday guy.
Oh, always a good time. Nelson Atkins, 6 to 9. 6 to 9, totally free. blast. That's where I met my girlfriend. That's where... Have we been to one together? We haven't done a third.
We have not done a third.
We should do that. We should do that soon.
Chelsea Handler is at the Uptown Theater on Thursday. So the comedian, well known from Chelsea lately. I don't think that show exists anymore, but she'll be in town.
Just what my thing.
At the Uptown Theater on Thursday. That's Wednesday and Thursday at Kansas City. Again, it's supposedly supposed to be beautiful today. I'm seeing in the mid-60s by the afternoon, which is exciting. It's also supposed to be pretty nice tomorrow. I see a high of 54 and a low of 29 on Thursday, and then we'll be back with you on Friday. So that's your KC preview for Wednesday and Thursday.
And also coming to town, which is why we've been playing this entire time in the background, Post Malone gonna be coming to the Sprint Center February 5th. It's going to be the second stop after the new year, so you grab those tickets. It's a good time, man. I'm a big Post Malone fan. I'll
we should
honest.
Go to that concert together, shouldn't we?
Honestly, I think you'd have a blast because he you like the kind of stuff I'm into. You're into that kind of alternative but hip-hop vibe. This dude, he's got videos with, like, Group Love, which is a band I'm into. It's not your like, oh, this guy just does rap. Not at all. It's a very good show.
From what I saw on the Instagram account, he stopped by and labeled music services, it looked like.
Wow, I stepped on that lead, didn't I? Yeah, so we are in the Unlabeled Music Services studio. That works. I think we can make that the thing.
Until someone buys it.
This is us looking at the camera. See you there.
Naming hashtag naming rights.
Yeah, but our guy Grant and Cesar, they said that when he, and I hope I'm not saying too much. I hope I'm not pulling back too much of the curtain. But I guess he came in and we have a studio around the corner. Sure. Super nice, state of the art. And so it's early in the morning. They get in there, and I guess they just turned all the lights off. Mm. And I guess the room was packed, and they didn't have a beat. He just went in on a freestyle. And right. I guess it was like goosebumps. So
similar to me, he almost reached the level that I did before by just copying Kanye West. But
naturally,
it was around something like that.
Honestly, you're a trendsetter.
It does feel good to be a trendsetter. I will say that.
How's that Fire mixtape on SoundCloud?
We're working on it.
Still working on it.
We're working on it.
Elton John will be coming to the Sprint Center. He's going to be there in February, but he's going to actually be extending that farewell tour, adding a second date to Kansas City. That show was going to be on July 8th, 2020. Get those details and tickets at wherever you get your Sprint Center information.
I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world, Hartzell. I just wanted to say that. In sports tonight, college basketball, Mizzou takes on Morehead State, 7 p.m. The Thursday night football this week is the Indianapolis Colts versus the Houston Texans. We already talked about weather. I do want to share with you, and this is important here.
Share it.
Some Wednesday wisdom. Every day, I'm going to leave you with Wednesday wisdom. What does that mean? I am going to look on Google for the first thing I could find to show you how to live your life.
Because here's the thing, my friend. I need that I need that boost of confidence to get me over the hump. And I can't think of anyone else who's better to motivate me, to push me through that line.
It's me.
Thank you right there, Pete Sweeney.
And I got some motivation for you today.
Motivate me.
Hashtag Wednesday wisdom.
Motivate me.
Your man. Limitation. It's only your imagination. Push yourself, because nobody's going to do it for you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Sometimes later, becomes never. Go get them.
Strong.
Great things never come from comfort zones. Success doesn't just find you. You find it.
Hell yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Grab it. Grab it.
A couple more here because I'm feeling it right now. Hit me. Raise that up a little bit.
Yeah, I thought you would. Raise I thought that you would sound want that. I was hoping you'd say that.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me click away the end. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Kickity goo. That's what she said.
Wake up with determination. Go to bed with satisfaction.
That's a day right there. That's a day. That's how you do a day. Woo.
Little things make big days.
Oh, man. Bright likes Bit City, man. Bright.
And I'll leave you this on Wednesday for hashtag Wednesday Wisdom. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it is.
But hard does not mean impossible.
I mean, you had me up until that last one.
I'll show you something that's going to be hard.
Oh, my name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This is also Savage Garden. And we are your KC Morning Show, right on the beat, baby, right on the beat. We will be back on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. Do it right there. Do that thing.
Oh.
Oh, Pete.
Oh, my God. It is hump day, isn't it?
Take that jacket off, baby. Forever. Until the what, Pete? Until the what?
It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
It's a damn good day to be a Kansas
Cityan. See you on Friday.
Follow us on all your socials at KC Morning Show on Twitter, at KC_Morning Show on Instagram.
Someone touched me.
Somebody touched my man. We'll see you Friday. My name's Hartzell. Pete.
It's KC Morning Show.
Fantastic ideas for a fantastic world. I make theological logical.
The KC Morning Show.